We're going to call the meeting of the Water Wastewater Standing Committee to order. Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken and the record reflects all members are present with the exception of project manager Sadler.
I'm going to ask for public comments. Looking in the room, there is no public here, so we'll close public comments. Next is C, approval of minutes. Do I hear a motion to approve?
Motion. I'll make that motion.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Discussion items. So I'll turn it over to Manager Davis.
Well, we're going to have Justin give you an update on our Willow Lake Water Treatment Plant PLC upgrade, and we're hoping that it's going to be good news with good communication. Take it away, Justin.
Yeah, I mean, this is similar to the update from last month, which is that communication issues are seemingly behind us now. The radios have been communicating since Telstar has completed their activities, and at this point, we've done our walkthrough, we've done our punch list. Telstar's addressed all of the functional items on the punch list, and at this point, we're only waiting for some final closeout submittals, which is just as-built documentation, the final programming documentation, O&Ms. And so it's really just a paperwork kind of thing that we're waiting to close out the contract. But the other item that we requested from Telstar is a written description of the events that took place and the challenges that they apparently had to bring online the new radio system. So we want something in writing that we can look at and evaluate as a group to understand from at least their perspective what went on, because we have these other systems that we want to bring online. But at this point, there isn't any really other update for the project other than we're waiting on some paper documentation.
All right,
but as a group, once we get that written documentation, we want to kind of reconvene on the events that took place.
Right, so it doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Correct. So as of now, the radios are all communicating system working as designed. No issue.
I haven't heard any issues from Bernie regarding the radios since then, since last time we spoke when they were working. I believe that one of the stations, it was F maybe, that was still spotty, but it had there probably some lesser than suitable quality for the antenna.
Yeah.
And so apparently upgrading the antenna and increasing the height might improve that state.
Right. And I haven't heard any complaints about that, as it was, like you said, a month ago. I haven't heard any since then. Since Telstar said they were done,
right.
I haven't heard of any issues.
Right.
So we'll just have to ask Bernie.
I ask
Bernie. I go to the plant almost every day, and I'm not hearing, I got to talk to the operators, right. I'm not hearing, we can't talk to that, because usually Rammer will tell them right away if there's a problem. I haven't heard of any problems.
Right.
But we are monitoring it to make sure that all the stations are working.
Are there a monetary item? But there's something about they have to bring in another programmer or something like that.
Monetary?
Yeah.
Monetary under Telstar's contract?
Yeah, something. Back to my mind.
I know what you're referring to.
We mentioned that they were asking for a change order at one time.
No, they were hinting at it over the phone. Nothing ever came in. Oh, no, actually, they did put something out in writing, and I put something back out in writing to them saying that we weren't approving that change order. And so at this point, there probably needs to be some formal closure on they put together a documentation that they spent this extra time getting the radio systems working. That was before the radio systems were even working.
I guess to cut to the short side of that, the district's not paying any more than what the contract was left for, right?
Yeah.
No change order. We don't care how much time it took them. We're not paying any more money.
Yeah, absolutely. That's my position, and they don't seem to be refuting that. But before we close out the contract, we'll make them sign a release of, I guess it would be a release of liability and
big claim.
Just that there's no claims outstanding on the project.
Right.
There's no claim here.
But they haven't brought it up since, so
yeah.
If they were asking for more money, they'd be out. they never closed the job.
I think they're cutting their losses and moving on. So yeah. We'll just make sure that they put something in writing and sign it that they're not going to be making any claims on that.
All right.
And ultimately, we want something in writing from them that's more of a technical discussion.
Right.
On what
and
place.
One of you guys can contact Bernie maybe tomorrow and verify that.
I spoke to Bernie yesterday, and I specifically asked him, you know, are you happy with the system? Is it functioning correctly? And he said, yes, it's functioning correctly. I said, are there any things left undone that need to be done that you're unhappy with? No.
The question I have is the as-built. When you get the as-built, probably in electronic form, who do they go to? Who's going to keep them? The as-built are important to us and to the OEM.
And we'll route it to everybody, including we'll make sure everybody has a copy.
We do need a better record management system.
Yeah.
For the as-built.
For construction drawings, as-built, and other things that get built around here. We can improve on that. And we probably need a system, because there's a time where some of the as-built, like from previous water projects, got lost, You're sub-thousand. Remember, we came back to Willow Lake originally.
The Willow Lake project, That was probably when we still in the
turned out your sub had them from 10 years ago, right?
Mind control.
Nobody else had them. So if he hadn't found them, they'd just been lost, right? You know, kind of thing. So we definitely could use it better to get organized about documentation on these projects and who has it. Because a couple times, Viola's asked me several times for more copies and more drawings.
Yeah.
And we give them to them, but they did have a dispute over, well, we didn't have a drawing that we needed, or we don't have some information we need.
No, no, I agree. There should be a good kind of SOE kind of operating procedure for that, but that's certainly part of the protocol that I have for projects. That water project was 17 years ago.
Yeah.
But so we were lucky to
find
those as
well. We were lucky to find
that. But yeah.
So right now, for instance, I have a lot of as-built for stuff that I was directly involved in. You have some as-built maybe for stuff you were involved in.
Right.
District has as-built that were handed over by the county.
Right.
You know, you got a variety of people with some drawings, and we at Kerwood have been trying to scan the county drawings and trying to filter that information down to a specific, here's where all the drawings are, but we don't even have all the drawings. We don't have what people give us. For instance, and we can really, the district, we're happy to keep those drawings too, but, several people need copies of those drawings. The OLE needs copies of some of those drawings, the district needs copies, and there's several users also.
Right, I would think that the district, we should have the engineering department or whatever in charge of getting all that.
Right now, you have two engineers working for you, one's a water engineer, one's a wastewater engineer, so I gather wastewater and water. I'm trying to make an effort to gather anything that I can, so it's at least in one spot. But we do need to do a better job of that. And the only needs, I'll say, better access too, but also a method where, because we give them stuff that gets lost a lot too, even in the old days, they change project managers. But Bernie's been here a while. Remember, before Bernie, we went through three or four project managers, and Bernie left, and we came back to Furman, and Bernie back again, Every time there's a project manager change. Every time
you're trying to remember that
stuff gets lost. In fact, everyone that's there now wasn't there 4 or 5 years ago.
I think that as per the statements that we just made, he has water, he's got wastewater. I think the town needs to have a control set that we always have, that's always updated every time there's an update. So no matter if Ludolph and Scolmanini decides to cash in their chips and go to Monte Carlo and we have to get a new water, we have copies and we're never lacking for copies. I mean, they're ours.
Yeah.
We're paying you guys for them.
Right.
I mean, I know you're going to have copies and you're going to have copies, but I really feel that we've had some issues in the past with the fact that the town doesn't have accurate. And then if we have an issue with Veolia, we have it.
Yeah.
And I think it's critically important. I think that was to your point, Virgil, that we want to have. We like that you have it. We like that you have it. We like that Veolia has it. But we need our own copy.
And we need a system for retaining them.
That's what I'm trying to say. And a way to retain them. And hopefully they'll be digitized. And hopefully they won't,
Yeah.
That's what we'll discuss at our next pre.
Just in terms of data storage?
Wastewater meeting, yeah. So we all need to be here.
Yeah, you guys have my servers that you guys use, and probably some limited
connections. We need to have a conversation on the existing
right.
So how we can organize those.
Right.
So there's different media forms. Some are paper, some are electronic.
So we've been like, Chris is scanning.
Yeah.
We've been over time scanning our drawings and coming our way. And Burton gave us a couple boxes of drawings, and we scan them all, trying to get them electronic.
Well, that's the process. That's the system we're talking about.
Right.
We need to convert the whole thing to.
How do I index them? How do
yeah,
I?
Right now,
well,
yeah.
We'll have to
go. Yeah, so,
we don't care about
it. We have, I will say, for women, they're scanned, but for their by subdivision number. So unless someone tells me the subdivision number, I don't know what drawing to go get. You know, kind of thing. So there's like a hybrid process where Virgil has to look up the subdivision number, tell you what drawing it is.
So yeah, you're right. Somebody has to have that.
That's kind of what's happening right now. But we clearly need to get.
I think we should have some kind of a workshop on that as we talk about it. It kind of relates to the GIS data too.
Older companies.
Because that's a significant portion of the town actually wants to utilize. They actually want to have some utility out of the data, not just have you have data.
This
is also looking at things all over the contract.
This goes back to the
on some senses in terms of how can we ensure the district is keeping that information. They know they have it. Right, because I have no problem with providing
right.
You be diligent out there.
We're going to bring it back.
Yeah, we're a little off
about that.
That's what I'm saying. I think we should have a workshop separate from this.
There's guidance been given. We'll leave it to staff to figure it out.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so we are now fully updated as of today on the Willow Lake.
Yeah, so hopefully by next meeting I'll say the project's closed out.
Is there any future items that we need to talk about? We just brought one up.
I think data control
work on that.
That's for us, staff.
Yeah, so let's not. Okay.
Yeah, that's for staff. We'll work on that.
Okay.
On the CIP, we were talking about the master plan split over 2 years and when we start that effort. So I did want to get some clarity. If the district wants to go to RFP for that master plan or if they want to use standalone. I wanted to put a schedule around that so that that can get done in time. If you want to RFP it, it's a different time schedule than we're just going to hire Stantec to redo the master.
We'll talk.
Yeah, I think staff can talk about that. I don't know. Back of my mind on Stantec, there was an issue of some sort, but maybe it's a good idea.
We probably have so long.
Yeah.
Two subjects. One is, well, Stephen, we had an incident a couple weeks ago where we had a valve called an air relief valve that leaked, and a lot of that water came on the ground, and we probably have to bring in a geotech engineer as part of our drainage ditch filled in because it got so saturated with water, it slipped into the water. We need to figure out how to fix that to minimize that happening again if we get maybe a lot of rain or something like that.
So here's the well, and here's the ditch that goes under the bridge, right? So we lost some of that from the saturation, so there may have to be a retaining wall or something.
We'll have to do something before the winter rains come in to bring in a backhoe or an excavator just to clean that up.
To protect our...
And I meant to follow up with
and then maybe we'll have to rip rock it, something to... Just solidify it so it doesn't slide in the future.
That's temporary fix, I guess.
I think the first thing is that the geotech.
You need a geotech. You need an engineer.
Yeah,
to tell us what the work on that soil.
Just to protect our land.
There was a couple of geotechs we've been working with. The Diablo one green storage project. The Diablo Delta Coast booster pump station project.
We'll work on that offline.
Yeah.
What was your second issue?
The second one is this water pipeline that we want to put in between Furwood and the State House. Replace that water main. It's a few hundred feet long, which is it's busted twice on us, and in a couple. When I say busted, it's busted through the pipe down. It's an AC pipe, which. It splits open, but that's rare for it to split. when it's done it twice, then it tells me there's a problem.
Something new.
We should move it into the street and put a PVC pipe.
ACP, 6-inch ACP. Yeah.
Just for clarification, now we're talking water now, not wastewater,
yes.
Right? Okay, so we have a water problem over there too?
We had two water main breaks during the last 5 years, 6 years maybe.
Where does it go, start and where does it end?
The landscaping, when you come up DB Boulevard,
yeah.
It's all in underneath the landscape plants there.
On the steakhouse? On the steakhouse side?
Starting from Furwood Court, coming right in underneath the landscaping and feeding into.
And then it hits the main out of.
What's that?
It's a dead end pipe.
It's a dead end pipe.
Yeah.
But we should put a T for future. To go across the street whenever that 5 acre takes.
We have a lot of ACP pipe.
Oh, we have a lot of
ACP. You're talking about
let's be another
across that street.
Be a new CFP.
Maybe CFP.
I just want to say that. Disposal, that's
right. But I don't know if you want to bring it to the committee.
So
just so you know, when it comes out of the ground,
get an idea of what the sense of urgency is, whether it's something like do this year, next year, 5 years from now, whatever.
No, I think it should be done in the next year.
Not on the agenda, but I can't talk about it.
We're starting services this month.
On the filter?
On the filter, ending in September. So next month I want to get started. I want to get an update on the filter project, where we're at.
Currently it's being bypassed still a little bit.
But we're getting close. Like the manufacturer coming out and checking equipment, and we're getting close to start turning stuff on.
Is there anything to see over there? Can we have a meeting over in Veolia's offices over there and take a little tour of the filter project?
Not until they get the railings and that up yet.
Okay. All right. At some point, I would like to have the committee meet over there.
If it's okay with you, go. We'll be ready the next month. By the time of the next meeting, we'll be ready.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll have a meeting.
And we can have it in the conference room over at Veolia and then take a tour of the filter. I'd like to do that.
So,
let me make sure I'm down.
The meeting will be at that location. Pardon me? It's not a closed meeting. It's open to the public.
Yeah, it's like this meeting, but we'll
just change location.
Location will be at there.
And that would be on the 21st?
Yes, that's what I have. That's
the 21st. Okay. It's on my calendar. Other than that, Mr. President, Mr. Director, Mr. Chair?
I think that it looks like. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Sure, why not?
Okay, we're adjourned.
Thank you, everybody.